Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. I am preparing this show Friday, September 11th, 9/11. It is a day for remembering. Now, I'll be dedicating Sunday services to a time to act. I intend to show the relevance of lessons learned from 9/11 and encourage a course of action consistent with those lessons that we learned, and to provide a biblical-based guidance for that action, so don't miss it. Also, as far as announcements are concerned, I understand our future Congressman, Andy Caldwell, is going to be live on YouTube at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, September 12. Sadly, on Saturday, my show airs on the radio at noon. But many receive the show posted to their inbox on Friday night, so I do hope you'll tune in to Andy's live stream Saturday at 10 a.m. or catch it later at a convenient time. By the way, if you want to be among those who receive the brain massage posted to your inbox, go to brainmassage.net and subscribe to have the show posted automatically to your inbox. Or you can access it through your podcast app. Just search brain massage or my name, Scheidbach, and you'll find it. Then do what you have to do to automatically have it fed to your account. Another way is to like my Facebook page or my band page and set your settings to get the show posted to your page on those apps and to receive an alert when it does arrive. This show also posts to Twitter and Parler. So there are a lot of ways to get connected to the brain masseur and to receive your brain massage. We have a webpage dedicated to our podcast site. It's baptistlighthouse.podbean.com. So again, there are so many avenues to access the show. Plus, here on our local radio station, KUHL, that's AM 1440, and then a sister station, an FM 106.3. Okay, my friends, we will remember. And my remembering is going to have a twist you'll enjoy. We'll be discussing the upcoming coup. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Where were you when 9/11 happened? I was in Santa Clara, attending a pastor's meeting, hosted, by the way, by Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church. And yes, that's the North Valley Baptist Church that is presently under attack by Governor Newsom and the liberals in Sacramento and Santa Clara. You know, the people who turn their eyes away from BLM, Antifa, rioting and protesting in the streets, you know, in open defiance of any COVID laws, right? And of course, in activity that involves violating all manner of real laws, but that's okay. Why? Well, because the right to assemble in protest is a sacred right that must be protected, but the right to assemble peaceably to pray, well, that's not a right the Democrats recognize as deserving of any special protections. The right to political protest is so sacred a right to the people that the Democrats will turn a blind eye to angry mobs destroying property, assaulting police officers, even setting fires to buildings and cars, interfering with the rights of citizens to move about freely on their own streets, blocking traffic and attacking those trying to use their own roads to get, well, home or to work or wherever they're going to, you know, in the exercise of their liberty of movement and freedom. But these BLM Antifa activists are allowed to deny freedom of movement to citizens. They are allowed to deny the rights of their neighbors to be secure in their persons and possessions. They are allowed to deny a right of peace in their own personal pursuit of happiness. Their liberty is denied to citizens by the BLM Antifa violent protesters. Their life is threatened by so-called mostly peaceful protesters. And the Democrat Newsom and the Democrat mayors, the Democrat-controlled cities ignore this egregious assault on the peace of these communities, and they do not even concern themselves with the fact that so many of these people are violating the mask, quote-unquote, laws, so-called, by the media, and the social distancing laws, so-called, by the media. That's right, they're not legally laws. But let a church assemble to pray and to praise and to preach the Word of God, and Governor Newsom and Lisa Gilmore, Mayor of Santa Clara, and Santa Clara Health Officer and Public Health Director Sarah Cody, and the Deputy Health Officer of Infectious Disease and Response, the branch director for that, George Han, and a list of others, by the way, who should all be named in a lawsuit for violations of religious liberty. But anyway, I'm done with the ignorance excuse. As I'll explain in a little bit, these people are attacking churches. Recently, I viewed the third, or maybe it was the fourth video, showing BLM peaceful protesters burning a Bible and an American flag. And it is interesting, you know, that these people intuitively know there is a connection. Certainly the devils driving their behavior know the connection. In the same way that devils possessing the demoniac of Gadara, do you know a little bit of Bible there? Well, those devils knew who Jesus was when he stepped onto their shores. The devils driving these BLM protesters, they know exactly what is the connection between the Bible and the American flag. And they know exactly the danger the Bible and the American flag poses to their desire to turn this country into a socialist, communist, anyway. Oh, did I hear someone squeal like one of those pigs in the story of the demoniac of Gadara? You know, that ran violently down the steep cliff and drowned themselves in the sea? A BLM protester, Shackelford, in a videoed meeting, said right out loud in front of God and everybody that whites are born into not being human. Yeah, she said all white people are taught to be demons, said the devil through his servant, Alicia Shackelford, who's a shakedown artist. Yeah, she teaches empty-headed white folk the only way out of their white guilt is to send her money. Reparations, you see, for what? Yeah, the chick sells indulgences to white people to absolve them of their white guilt. So, hey, Marxist BLM and Stalinist Antifa-supporting NFL, Governor Newsom, Mayor Gilmore, Health Director Cody, et al. You stand before the people of California like the emperor in his new clothes. You stand before us exposed, naked, just to get to the point. Your anti-Christ bias is glaring and galling. Only the blind cannot see. Only the lovers of darkness refuse to see. You know, and the cowards are quiet. The fearful are fretting, hiding in the shadows. But hopefully they'll come out when it's time to vote. But I say, hey, emperor, you're naked. There's no cloak that can hide your shame, Governor Newsom, Mayor Gilmore, all the rest of you. You stand before God accused. You ignore the mostly peaceful protest assemblies and grant them a pass and then attack viciously with violence and malice the peaceful assembly of God's people who are not burning down buildings or assaulting police officers or destroying their neighbor's property, but praying for their communities and praising the God who is our protector and provider and to whom we should go in a time like this and preaching the healing and helping word of God, molesting no one, exercising their own protest, a protest against violence, a protest against lawbreakers. You, Newsom and Gilmore, have fined the North Valley Baptist Church over $100,000 for their peaceful assembly, while you have ignored the violent protest assemblies of BLM Antifa, the people who burn Bibles and the American flag. Will you encourage them to burn churches next? Is that your message, Newsom and Gilmore? Well, come on out and correct me if I'm wrong. Would you like it if the militant arm of your party, the Democrat Party, would you like it if they started burning churches next? They are burning Bibles. They are burning the American flag. Our church is next. They have already shot and killed a preacher in the streets. I've heard you say nothing about it. They have already recently beat a pro-life advocate nearly to his death, and you've said nothing. Is this what you want to encourage and provide cover for with Democrat media standing in front of a burning building or car and saying the protests are mostly peaceful. Yeah, you think we're idiots, I know that, but guess what? We're not. Do you look for the day a demon-filled media liar will be standing in front of a burning church and saying the protest today was mostly peaceful? Hey, Newsom, Gilmore, you're naked. You are exposed. We see who you are. Well, that's where I was on 9/11 in 2001. I mean, in Santa Clara. I woke up and decided to go on into the meeting a little later that morning and sent my colleague, Evangelist Paul Abbott, on ahead. I was shaving when suddenly I felt a foreboding come over me, and I kept thinking to turn on the TV, and that persisted until finally I relented and turned on the thing, wondering what was going on, and didn't take long to see what was happening. I was watching the aftermath of the first plane hitting that first tower. I sat down dumbfounded, but in my gut I knew we were being attacked as I watched the second plane smash into the second tower. I turned and fell on my knees and began to pray. That's where I was on 9/11, 2001. Afraid for my country, but in faith toward God, turning to God to pray. It totally changed this radio broadcast, by the way. I mean, it literally created the Brain Massage Show, as it is now aired. And here I am today, watching the Democrat Party attacking our country viciously and with malice. Governor Newsom and mayors like Gilmore love darkness and hate light, it appears to me. They condone burning the Bible and American flag. They say nothing about it, while closing down churches, while attacking Christians. They are like the radical Muslims on their own intifada. They have declared their unholy war against America, and the devils that control them know the connection between the Bible, the church, and the American flag, and they're coming for us. These are the opening salvos in the war to undo the Republic, in the war to finally and fully pull this nation out from under God. Or it's the war peaking at its highest pitch right now. Please, the only protection for our freedoms that we have left is under God. Remember that on this 9/11. Tomorrow, beginning at 9:30 and continuing at 10:45 and again at 5 p.m., we will remember and be encouraged how to act on what we remember. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back. We're going to skip the break and just roll right along.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that is at it right now, trying to steal from us our liberties, our prayers, and offer whatever service we can extend. It goes out to the hundreds caught in the fires. I understand there are over 2 million acres ablaze in this state right now. The brush fire blocked escape along the only road in and out of a popular campground in Sierra National Forest. The fire jumped the San Joaquin River, set ablaze that extended to the Mammoth Reservoir. Hundreds of campers trapped. Almost all of these people were saved, I understand. In another story, however, for which I cannot find any further information, a little frustrated by that, 300 or more campers have been told to jump in the water if necessary to avoid the fires because rescue is not a viable option. Now, that is as of yesterday, and I can't find any current news on that. But anyway, I'm praying God will certainly intervene. Newsom is blaming climate change for the fires ravaging California. Well, actually, I can tell you Newsom is about as forthcoming about his and his party's responsibility for these fires as Cuomo is about the outrageous COVID deaths in his state. Cuomo is blaming Trump. Yeah, you heard that right. It's Trump's fault that Cuomo refused to accept the help Trump offered him repeatedly. But anyway, back to Newsom. Newsom wants to blame climate change. Now, would you like to have some inside info from a California-born and bred conservative? I'm on the scene here, my friend. Here's an article that will help clarify it, and there are literally hundreds of others exposing this nonsense that have been written over the last decade. Studies that have been done and so on, but here's one that I think does a great job of summarizing that information. Oh, yeah, of course. You'll need to get my notes from our website to read this article. Go to brainmassage.net. Find show number 795. Click and download the article. You can read it as you listen, and you'll have access to the supporting documentation for this and other shows, like this great article titled, "It's Not Climate Change to Blame for California's Fires and Blackouts. It's Democrats." And it's true. Democrat policies have created the fire-rich environment that we deal with here in California. And now over 2 million acres are on fire. Over $5 billion in property loss due to fires and blackouts. Because Democrats want power companies to prioritize wind and solar power, the power lines are being neglected. And this has been the cause of some of the more devastating fires we've suffered. After documenting the utter failure of the Democrat policies to actually do anything about the problem they say they're trying to address, typical, by the way, former California Assemblyman Chuck DeVore, presently Vice President of National Initiatives at Texas Public Policy Foundation, points out that the Democrats' failed forest management policies are to blame. Their effort to push the Green New Deal. DeVore knows how liberals lie. He reports hearing a liberal say man-made carbon emissions are responsible for creating the increased fire risk in California. But he noticed, after this liberal made that blanket statement, that that particular Democrat liar put out a caveat, did a little crawfishing and sidestepped what would have been a glaring omission that would have exposed him to the accusation that he is the liar that he is. But anyway, he explained that their conclusions in this study they presented purposely left out any consideration for the effects of fire management. Fire management is the work of suppression, wildland fire use policies, something called ignitions control, land cover issues, vegetation control, stuff like that, measures that should be taken to control or to reduce a fire hazard environment. That liar went on to admit these factors have likely added to the area burned. And also, the liar explained, this contributes, quote, uncertainty to our empirical attributions of regional burned area, end quote. That is ascribing that to climate change. So what happened that created this fire-friendly environment in California? Well, it really began in earnest in the 1990s. Some environmentalists, very concerned about the spotted owl, enthusiastically zealous about their concerns, approached Clinton and argued that he must intervene and stop timber harvesting in much of the western United States. Remember that? I do. The logging industry took a big hit, nearly collapsed. Jobs were lost. The economy took a hit. Employment in California logging and forest industry fell almost overnight by 50%. Liberal policies always destroy livelihoods of hardworking Americans. That's what's happening right now. And they only create new disasters, new problems that in place of every problem they're trying to address. This is what increased the fire area in California. Harvesting the trees, planting new ones, that's a fire control activity, friend. You see, that's the way it always works in the creation, the way God designed it. Responsible exploitation of the environment that was given to us to subdue, to meet our needs, as God designed it, it always works out to be best for both the environment and the sustaining of human life on this planet, because that's the way the Creator designed it. So because of the depression of harvesting trees from our, and let me tell you, California has the most amazing forests anywhere. The forests were way overpopulated with trees. Get this, way beyond what everybody in the business and in government knows is safe. In other words, they knew what they were doing. The environment needs men with axes to cut down trees and thin these forests. The forest needs that. That's important for the forest health, if you don't care about human health. California has always experienced droughts. Many of these last for up to 9 years. Water management in this state should be marked as the 8th wonder of the world. Have you ever checked out our amazing aqueduct? But I digress. Because of the droughts, many of these trees died. This exposed millions of acres to fire risk, 77 million acres to be more precise. Now, Newsom has been forced to admit this problem. Just at the end there of Brown's term, the liberals began to realize they blew it. Not admit, by the way, that their policies created the problem. Oh, no. He's related to Pelosi, after all. He's never going to take responsibility. He's going to blame the salon owner. And if Newsom can find a way to do it, he'll blame Trump. In fact, you can count on it. He'll blame Trump for being unwilling to support a California bailout from Democrat mismanagement. He is already setting the stage for that one. Now, with all of that in view, you can see that our 2 million acres fire is actually not as bad as it could be. As many as 77 million acres are exposed to higher risk for fire than would be if they were properly managed. I guess in that way of looking at this, God has been very merciful when he walked over the state shooting lightning bolts from his thunderstorm. It seems almost strategically setting fires up and down the state. Yeah. And what was a really weird, kind of freakish event here a little while back, a thunderstorm literally rolled across from the southern part up the state through the northern part, setting fires along the way by lightning strikes. It was bizarre. We did have one fire start here. One house, our fire responders took it out in short order, and that was it. No one hurt. But we have another fire that concerns us here in California. It's another Democrat-created fire. It's the fire that is burning down our liberties. It's coming at us from multiple fronts. And the arsonists are Democrats. They're burning up our Bill of Rights. They're burning down our Constitution. They're trying to steal from us our liberties. A favorite fire that's used in this way is fear. And the latest drum they're beating to instill fear is this phony COVID scare. You know, it's about time someone began pointing to the naked truth to tell this emperor he has no clothes, even if it does embarrass Emperor Newsom. I'll be addressing this more fully later tonight during my visit, and by the way, that's a live stream visit called Comfort and Counsel for the Present Distress. It's very casual. I can't commit to any specific time when I show up or go live, but you can access these on my Facebook page. Search for Scheidbach. There are not many with that name, but you'll find me attached to the Brain Massage Show. Now, fear. Did you know that 10 million people contracted TB last year? Yeah. I heard a little bit about this. You might have. And I noticed that the stories began to pick up some steam and some traction. And they began to point out that in America, it was running rampant in California. Yeah. Especially among the homeless. It suddenly went away. Like magic, news about the tuberculosis outbreak disappeared. So it turned out that about 1.5 million people died of it worldwide. You know, like the current pandemic. Huh? Not. Did you even know about that, by the way? I found this on a meme, and I ran down the details, and you'll find them right here from the World Health Organization in my notes. Why were you not scared for your life? You know, hey, a TB outbreak in America with a special concentration here in California, 10 million worldwide, 1.5 million died. It should be pointed out that relatively speaking, only 500 or so died in the United States, but 240 of those were from California alone. What? California had the highest case rate, more than double that of the second highest, which was Texas, and both of these states suffered because of violations of immigration laws with their borders. The cases among Hispanics who had not been here more than 5 years, and that's the qualifier, it's important, were way overrepresented in these case counts. Now, we know that TB or COVID is not race conscious, of course. It was because people coming over here were sick, coming in from Mexico. Now, you understand why the Democrats and their media did not want a lot of attention brought to this. Anyway, the point is, the Democrats like to control public fear and panic when it suits their purpose. So consider how they've drummed up the COVID panic. I mean, they've worked hard in this country to get the case count as high as they could get it. They've worked hard to make the death count just as high as they can get it, even going so far as to kill grandma and grandpa. Yeah, Mr. Newsom, Mr. Cuomo, Whitmer. Wolf, blood is on your hands for this foolishness of forcing the nursing homes to admit these patients. And how important the mask thing is to these people. You notice that? Here's an article that lays out the opinion of doctors about the efficacy of masks to protect from something so small as a virus before COVID. I'm very curious. You know what? It agrees perfectly with what Fauci said at first about the efficacy of masks. That back before it became popular to make everyone wear one in order to keep everyone afraid of this disease, living in fear. Yeah. Fauci said it's largely symbolic. And in a few CDC reports I read and other more recent studies, it was admitted the mask is useful to keep people quote, aware that there is a pandemic, end quote. Translation, it's useful to keep people living in fear. And add to this the inflated warnings, 2.5 million are going to die, and all of this, all to stoke fear. You see what they're doing? Right now, they are going to say, this was horrible, a terrible, terrible tragedy, if Trump had only done more. But if they win, watch, this was amazing. We beat the pandemic with our draconian measures. Yeah, you giving up your liberties to our control paid off, they'll tell us. They've got you, man. Oh, yeah. Anytime they want to take away your liberties, just come up with a health scare. That'll do it. And they'll fall for it like a herd of gullible lemmings. You know what a lemming is, right? It's a rodent, kind of like a rat. But this one's known for its swarming characteristic. It moves with the group. Not one of them breaking out of the group. Always move with the group. The lemming effect is evident when crowds of people follow the behavior of the mob. And the only reason they do it is that a majority of their peers are doing it. We see this all around us today. We're surrounded by lemmings. So one fire is the fire of fear. Another fire is the sexual exploitation of our babies, of our children. With the Democrats beginning the process of making pedophilia a sexual orientation. You know the way they did with homosexuality? Then that followed up with this new Netflix contribution to the degradation of our culture, the cutie film. It's another fire they're going to use to destroy our liberties. Then there's the censorship generation. The Democrats are the most censure-happy people since Hitler's Nazis in Germany. They censure what news you get to see or hear. They censure your public voice through political correctness. They use cancel culture techniques to shut you up. They freely erase any history they don't like. They erase evidence from their servers and from their phones, by the way. You hear about that? Censure generation. That's a fire that's burning down our liberties. And finally, the fires of racial hatred. One great technique used sometimes to stop the advance of fire is to fight fire with fire. There are two ways that I know about. One is to start a controlled burn in the path of an oncoming fire. And so when the fire reaches it, there's nothing to feed the fire, and so it kind of dies out. Another is to set off an explosion of dynamite right around where the fire is moving forward. And the dynamite takes out all the oxygen in the immediate area, and it puts the fire out. We need a dynamite controlled burn approach. You know what I mean? We need the dynamite, dunamis of God's power to be manifested. And we need to start a controlled fire. Perhaps Sacramento's the place. And that's happening, by the way, on October the 9th on the steps of the Capitol building in Sacramento with a group of pastors who will gather there to protest Naked Emperor Newsom's evil empire when what this state needs right now more than anything else is a return to the house of God. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You call and let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 and say lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The choice is clear. One side wants to remove America out from under God. The other side wants to reaffirm America as one nation under God. One side wants to force homosexuality, promiscuity, and abortion to term on all of us. They want to force us to recognize 51 genders. They want to take away our right to self-defense. They want to encourage men to think they're girls and force our girls to compete with men in athletics. They are unreasonable and wicked. We must stand against this spirit of Antichrist. The choice is clear. The battle for America is on. Choose your side, the spirit of Jesus Christ and liberty, or the spirit of Antichrist and tyranny. Go to GodsWar2020.com.